from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, speaking of special, this was interesting. This is different kind of content now. Everybody is talking about Brandon Ayuk across the NFL platforms. Not everybody is talking about Brandon Ayuk with his agent standing right behind them. But that happened at Raiders camp today. Devontae Adams trade? Or maybe Ryan Williams has 12 other clients and some of them play with the Raiders. But anyway, Mike Garofalo is among those talking on NFL Network, NFL Training Camp Live, and Ayuk's agent, Ryan Williams, is standing right behind him. Take a listen.
Guys, it doesn't get much more awkward than this. I'm about to give you a Brandon Ayuk update, and if we get a little wide right here. Hi, Ryan.
Oh, God.
Brandon Ayuk's agent, Ryan Williams, is in attendance here at Raiders practice.
Can we ask him?
Why does he not have a microphone? Well, why does he not have a microphone in his hand? Well, because he's declining comment. I asked him to come join us, give us an update, give us the best information he could possibly give. And he's like, Wow. Nope, I am not commenting. He did say to me, nothing is done. He also said, stop paying attention
Mike,
to everything you read
to
on
him.
X and think it's...
Ryan, if you could hear me! Say something, yeah, Ryan.
He can hear me. That's what makes this so awkward. So I got to give you a Brandon Ayuk update. You know what? And if there's anything wrong with what I'm saying, just feel free to interject at any point. There is no deal for Brandon Ayuk to go anywhere as we sit here. I told you it doesn't get much more awkward than this. There is no deal. The 49ers have
listening.
Had those trade talks with multiple teams, including the Pittsburgh Steelers, from what I understand. But there is no trade agreement in place. There is no contract finalized. We will continue to monitor the situation. All
Who's
of us.
Who's your source, Mike?
To see where it goes from here. I wish this was my source. I wish this source would be on the record. He's got to go. He's very busy. He got a call. Who's on the phone?
This is like an action show.
Who are you talking to?
This is like an action show.
He's on the phone.
There is nothing done at this point. Again, I think we're getting close.
Yeah.
I really and truly, honestly believe that we are getting close. We are not there yet.
Okay, we're getting close, he says, there at the end. And he is a big voice. He is very, very tapped in. And that's something I would trust, but like I would love to have asked a follow-up question. We're getting close to what?
Exactly.
Are you talking about a trade? Are you talking about some sort of final answer? Some clarity? What are we getting close to? There are plenty of reports out there about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I understand that, and I know that some of them are very close with executives with the Steelers. I have no doubt in my mind that the Steelers have been trying their little tuckuses off for months. But I'm mindful of the fact that that means that through all that time, March, April, May, June, July, and a week of August, you still haven't gotten it done. So something is wrong there. And this idea that's being thrown out there that the Steelers are like, we're drawing the line. There will not be any players headed to the 49ers in this. I'm sorry. Do you have a say here?
Well, they have a say to the extent that their offer can include players or not.
Sure. But my point is this idea that, we're close. It's imminent. It's happening. It's almost done. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
But you just never know until it's actually done.
Right? Like, you're gonna have to give the Niners an actual deal or the answer is going to be no.
Well, I don't think that you can talk about 6 months and that is roughly 180 days. I would doubt that they had conversations on all 180 days. Mm. So, you know, working on it since March means, I mean, yeah, you called in March and maybe you called a couple times in April and you checked back and who knows how hot it's gotten. It seems like of late, there have been probably more conversations than ever before because the sense around the league is that Brandon Ayuk wants to be traded and the Niners are at least open to hearing offers. I think we can all, based on all the reporting we have, we can accept that as the baseline reality. And whether it's Washington and Cleveland, New England and Pittsburgh, or other teams, it feels like the idea of acquiring Brandon Ayuk is something that is likely or a certainty. And so, you know, Pittsburgh is probably figuring out what they're willing to do and what the Niners are looking for. And if it totally doesn't match up, I don't think that you would still be hearing reports about it being close or they're at the goal line or, you know, all the other reporting that we've gotten out of Pittsburgh.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If it was a dead deal, I think that you would hear a lot less.
I don't think dead. I just think that it's potentially stalled or they're trying to go a different avenue because, in other words, if it were easy, this would have been done by now. You know, I see all the reports from people I do really believe that Brandon Ayuk is very comfortable with the Steelers' financial offer. So the finances that are on the table have been agreed to by Pittsburgh. Schefter's essentially said that. You know, we know that there are a couple of teams that Brandon will agree to the money, but those are the teams that have not agreed with the 49ers. And we know there's teams that the 49ers have agreed with, but those are the teams that Brandon doesn't agree to the money or won't go there. So I get all of that. Therefore, if the Brandon side is done for the Steelers, then the only thing they're working on is how to compensate the 49ers. And this isn't that complicated. Like, honestly, if we also believe the report that no player will leave the Steelers in this deal, the Niners will only get picks from Pittsburgh. Well, how complicated is this then? What do you want? Do you want one? Two?
Well, maybe they want 2 ones.
Right, but that's a very quick conversation. 2 ones, no. Okay, then we move. Like, again, the only way that this could still be alive is if now you're trying to get creative. You're trying to get a third team involved in this so that the Niners receive a player. I don't know if the Niners care about PR, but I know this. If they only get picks in return, they're going to get hammered.
Yeah. Well, they're most likely going to get hammered anyway. And they have been getting hammered in many quarters and certainly by a lot of fans. And if Brandon Ayuk is traded, no matter what the compensation is, who do you think fans are going to blame? They're going to blame the 49ers for messing it up and having one of their favorite players play for a different team. So no matter what happens in the realm of PR, if Brandon Ayuk is no longer a Niner, the Niners will get hammered.
For the most part, there will be plenty that point fingers at Brandon, too. I don't think he gets out.
I don't think he gets out scot-free.
He doesn't get out scot-free on this.
But I think that the Niners bear the brunt of the negative PR. And even if they get 2 first-round picks, many fans will say, oh, just like DeForest Buckner, when you muck that up, you buck that thing up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
When you got a first round pick, Granny's not biting. You know, you got a first round pick and you blew it.
You threw a curve in the dirt and you just spit on it.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll come back with the high cheese.
What else you got? You know, I got more.
The Brandon Belt eye back here.
Totally. You are pretty good on the dump button. So even if they do get, you know, a first and a second round pick back, many fans will say, well, you're not going to make the most of those anyway because you guys always seem to screw it up. So I don't know. If Brandon leaves, yes, there'll be many fans who are down on Brandon, but I looked at the schedule, Mark, and they don't play the Steelers again until 2027.
Yeah, good time to send him there.
Yeah, so even if you wanted to, you know, payback is a female dog. Well, you have to wait till 2027, and I can hold a grudge that long.
Oh, I know you can.
Yeah.
You have.
And I will.
How many you still got from, like, the 80s?
Oh, boy, probably 10 or 11. I got a couple.
Not five, not six.
Yeah.
Not seven.
If I ever see Lincoln Schuman again.
Who that?
He's the pitcher for Coffee Klatch who threw like mid-70s, and he was your Ben Igo.
Did he put one in your ribs?
No, but he brushed me back, and he didn't have to. I was already up there crying. I was crying before I even got in the batter's box. I was 10.
Legitimately, so was he.
No, he was 12.
Okay.
And it was an intimidation sensation.
You sure? Maybe he just lost control of a fastball.
Nah. Lincoln, I'm coming for you.
12-year-old doesn't know where the ball's going. The fact that you're afraid of someone named Schuman is hilarious.
Hello, Schuman.
Care. Yeah.
He was like 5'11". He's throwing cheese.
I got something for you.
Yeah?
I got something for you. You know Mike Reese.
Yeah.
Mike Reese.
Okay.
Pretty high-level Boston reporter. Pretty high-level. Been with ESPN for a long time. And he just publicly stated, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know if this amazes me or makes me mad. I'm not sure yet. Mike Reese reports that the Patriots offer was in the range of, what do you think? Go ahead, guess. Money per year, AAV, 4-year extension. How much per year?
$29.5 million. That's my guess. Was I too low? $31 million?
Keep going.
$32
million. $32 million. Dollars
per year?
Per year.
Yeah. Major.
That would be the second highest paid receiver
on average annual
the history of the National Football League.
$32 million.
So I don't,
that is upwards of $29 million.
Well, the first two thoughts that popped to mind, A, like you're sort of like, hey, Brandon and Ryan, his agent, like, you guys there? You turned that down?
That's A.J. Brown money. He's making 32.
Is he?
Over 3 years. 3 and 96.
Okay.
That's what A.J. got this year.
Okay.
Second highest paid.
But we all understand the idea of not wanting to go to New England right now because they're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an equal part of me that now, if that's confirmed, keep having to use the word if, but if that's confirmed, then as the 49ers are concerned in this one, again, that to me just doubles down on the idea that the 49ers should call Brandon's agent today and say, we're done having conversations. I don't even want to talk to you. Because now you're in a very disingenuous space. Again, follow a very simplistic timeline. The season ends, Brandon wants to be paid, and he wants to be paid by the 49ers. The 49ers' response is, well, we love you, and we would like to pay you, but not that much, and here's why. We have Brock Purdy looming. We've got all these great players, and that can make you mad or not. You can understand it, or it makes you mad. Okay, it makes you mad. You say, that's it. Trade me. And the Niners go, okay, we will. We have found a trade partner that satisfies what we need and more than satisfies what you were asking us for financially.
I can't imagine he was asking them for 32. Correct. Or more than 32.
So we have more than gone out of our way to figure this out. We got a trade, and you get to be the second highest paid wide receiver in the history of the game. So, Brandon, you good?
They say they don't want me.
And you say no?
To $32 million average annual?
I'm out. This conversation's over. Get out of my office. Get off my phone.
Well, what was the guaranteed? We got to talk about the guaranteed.
12 bucks. Like 12 bucks.
What
are we doing here?
That's a really good question, Dibs.
Thank you. What we're doing is we are folding our arms and we're saying, no, I want to go to Pittsburgh. Find a deal with Pittsburgh or...
I already hung up my phone.
Watch what I do.
I don't hear you.
What I do to your season.
I don't hear you.
I'll see you tomorrow as I hold in again.
I don't hear you.
And you know what? Maybe tomorrow I'll show up in my pajamas.
Hey, Brandon, we'll see you in the aisles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.